It's been a very violent day in Baghdad as car bombs and mortar fire hit several parts of the city. The attacks came as the trial of former dictator Saddam Hussein and his co-defendants resumed in the Iraqi capital. Saddam did not testify today, and the trial has been adjourned until Monday. NPR's Jamie Tarabay is on the line with us. First, Jamie, tell us about the attacks in Baghdad.
Well, we've only just heard about a car bomb that exploded in Sadr City. It's the Shiite slum in Baghdad where millions of Iraqis loyal to the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and his Mahdi militia live. We hear that at least 8 people have been killed in this attack. And already today, at least 10 people have been killed in scattered violence, as you mentioned, bombs, drive-by shootings and mortar rounds. Last night, the capital's largest hospital said it received 20 bodies and all appear to be victims of violence.
What happened in the courtroom today during Saddam Hussein's trial?
Today was the turn of the defendants to take the stand and argue their defense. We heard arguments today from 3 of the defendants. They were all low-level officials from Saddam's Ba'ath party, and they deny they had anything to do with the crimes they're charged with. All 8 of the defendants are on trial for the deaths of 148 Shiites from the village of Dujail after an assassination attempt on Saddam Hussein failed in 1982. And as I said, all 3 came up and protested their innocence. The trial's been adjourned until tomorrow, and we expect that the other defendants, including Saddam, will get their turn.
There's also political news today. The new parliament, there's been an announcement that it will convene this Thursday, and this is 3 days earlier than initially planned. Can you explain?
This is the 3rd rescheduling for Iraq's parliament to meet. The first time it was changed because of political infighting between the different factions. And this time it's because it clashes with a Shiite Muslim holiday. So President Jalal Talabani came out today and said that he was bringing the session forward to March 16th instead. And if it does actually go ahead, it'll be the first time parliament will meet since the national elections last December.
Finally, Jamie, do you know anything about the U.S. embassy and the fact that they've asked U.S. officials not to fly on commercial airlines because of some kind of incident at the airport? Do you know anything about that?
There's an unconfirmed report that the explosives were possibly going to go on a plane that was set to take off yesterday. But as I said, we don't know the details, and the embassy hasn't said anything beyond the official statement they've already put out.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad. Jamie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.